According to Andy Warhol, nothing is more bourgeois than to be afraid to look bourgeois. Applying that definition to Henri Matisse, the French master comes out smelling like a rose. Of his own admission, Matisse was all about the comfort zone.
There's this famous quote where he says that painting is meant to be a comfort, meant to bring ease to any worker, like a good armchair.
The Indianapolis Museum of Art's Rebecca Long is the organizing curator of Matisse, Life in Color. The exhibition of more than 100 works by Matisse from the Baltimore Museum of Art includes plenty of well-appointed domestic scenes. The Matisses from Baltimore were almost entirely collected by two sisters, Etta and Claribel Cohn, between 1903 and 1947.
It's possible that the sisters felt comfortable with Matisse because he, as we see him in these photographs in the gallery, he looks more like a kindly attorney than he does, you know, a radical bohemian artist like Picasso in the Bateau Lavoir with all of his mistresses.
Matisse, on the other hand,
he was a bit of a loner. He liked routine. He was, you know, eating his tuna and hard-boiled eggs at night and working from his models within the space of his home studio.
This domestic persona did not serve Matisse well at first. We like our artists to be flashy rebels. By the time of Matisse's passing in 1954, the art historian Bernard Berenson wrote that, quote, in the neck-and-neck race with Picasso for the highest place in the art of the last 50 years, Matisse ended by coming in second, unquote. But maybe the Picasso-Matisse dialectic is a false one.
Somebody the other day said that they were like frenemies, right?
Because Picasso and Matisse were always looking at and borrowing from each other's work. And Matisse's work was not necessarily born of sweetness and light.
When you look at some of these paintings, they seem so graceful and effortless and cheerful and colorful and bright and easy. And for him, it wasn't the case.
Take, for example, Matisse's painting, Large Reclining Nude. The 1935 canvas of an octopus-like pink nude on a blue and white grid is one of the most easily recognized in the Cohn collection. But easily is not the way the painting came together. Matisse had a photographer document the painting at successive stages over the course of months. Those black and white pictures are displayed next to the painting in the exhibition in Indianapolis.
They're all dated, and so we can see the progression from, in the upper left, what's a fairly representational, rounded female form. We see a scroll-back chair with a vase of flowers on it in the background. The space of his studio is relatively three-dimensional, representational, perspectival. And then the form flattens, and the forms of the body get distorted, and the proportions change, the position of her head changes. The chair and the flowers get completely abstracted and flattened. He adds a pattern of the textile that she's laying on. Blue and white check pattern comes in. The grid pattern in the background of the wallpaper of his studio comes in. At certain points, he paints out her face and then redoes it. And in the end, it's very, very far from where he started out.
A painter who revised his work so relentlessly and documented the process was clearly apprehensive about lingering in his creative comfort zone, as was an artist who worked simultaneously in drawing, lithography, painting, sculpture, and eventually collage, all of which are on view at the IMA. The exhibition's organization by motif, landscape, interior, nude, rather than chronology or medium, furthers the sense of the hard work that went into achieving his harmonious vision.
How can somebody concentrate on the female form for 60 years and not get bored? Because he had this tremendous creative energy and a constant sense of striving for something more, something new, and reinventing what he was doing in the same investigation across 60 years.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.